You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Strap in, youngins.
In the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Make sure you stop by McDonald's for our new Minute Maid slushies. You can choose from any of our new flavors, fruit punch, cherry limeade, orangeade, starting at just a dollar. Price and participation may vary. It's Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Hanging out, man, having a good time, analyzing the schedule. And a lot of people hitting us up on the text line, Mike, talking about the schedule and what they think about it. And, guys, we've got five primetime telecasts in 2017. Two Sunday night games, that's NBC. Two Monday night games, one of those in Seattle. And a Thursday night game, that's going to be against those stinking Saints.
I like it. I mean, a lot of guys do agree with us that having the bye that early is not favorable for any team. I mean, because injuries seem to mount up late in the year, wear and tear, et cetera. But as Carl pointed out before the break, we do have some of those Thursday, you know, the Thursday night game is like a mini bye. You know, I guess that's one way to look at it. You know, Monday is always a short work week. You know, that's part of it, too. And Sunday night, to a degree. So the Falcons are going to be playing some teams that we knew were on the schedule when you get the NFC North and then the AFC East. We knew that coming in. But the way it's broken down, and a couple guys brought this up, Carl, there is a stretch. We're on the road for three games in kind of a meat grinder in the middle of the season.
It is.
And if you're not familiar with that, we go, let's see, it's Bucks, Vikings, Saints. That's no joke. I mean, technically, I mean, then we got the division, as you said, in the middle, at Jets. Now, the Jets are a hot mess, at Panthers, Cowboys coming to us. The Buffalo Bills are a team in transition. I mean, as we said at the start of the show, nobody respects the AFC East save the Patriots.
Nobody.
I know the Dolphins made the playoffs, but that's still a team you feel you can handle.
I totally agree. That stretch of three games on the road, it's just the fact that they're three games on the road.
Right.
And I think that you got
to. And who knows what the Vikings are going to be. If they, maybe they knock it out of the park in the draft, but Bucks, Vikings, Saints, I mean, we're at home for those. That's interesting. I mean, we do have a – I mean, if you're a fan – first things first, you're a fan who loves a Sunday ticket. You're a fan who also is a fan of United. Some of these night games and the late Sunday night games give you a chance to watch the whole slate, which is kind of cool.
It is. We told you yesterday we start the season on the road September 10th at Chicago, and then they're scheduled, the Falcons, open Mercedes-Benz on September 17th. That will be against Green Bay again, Sunday night game. As we talk about the upcoming draft, and we'll get more into this even more so next week as we lead up to Thursday's draft, we'll be at Stats downtown on Marietta Street for our draft coverage. We're going to tell you more about that, but it's being reported that Joe Mixon is not on the Falcons draft board. I know Thomas got asked this question yesterday when he was addressing the media. Does that even – I mean, we're not in need of a running back, but does that say that the Falcon filter still exists?
Well, I mean, it was if Joe Mixon was there in the second round, late in the second round where we're picking again, would you say that's the best athlete? That's a guy that's got too much talent to pass up? I don't know. I mean, Mixon, it's kind of interesting because so many people out there saw that video and were aware of what happened and said, man, that's bad optics. And I don't know if that – look, it's tricky. It's tricky because in light of what happened with Ray Rice, it's not – I'm going to say it's too soon. That's 4 years. But
right.
It does – in the minds of some general managers, we're not going to be the only guys, by the way, who have a filter when it comes to Mixon.
No, not at all.
What would you do? Would you take him?
I would take him, but I would – for me, he would have to fall and it'd be late. It would have to be late. It's this is a risk-reward. He's got first-round talent, Mike. We know that. But are you ready to put up with the PR battle that you're going to have to do?
Well, it's not like you guys, oh, I draft him second round, but I give him a salary and there's all sorts of no, you're paying him where you pick him is where you pay him.
Pay him, that's right.
So it's a second round salary is a second round salary. So it's not a backbreaker, but, I mean, I think he's going to be a star in the league. It's just a matter of the right fit.
I agree. It is Dukes and Bell giving you some headlines. The Nationals made it three straight over the Braves last night. 3-2 win. Let's hear from Brandon Phillips because is it too early in the season? And I love Phillips' game to be talking about we believe in each other.
We really believe in each other, and we're starting to gel together. We're starting to see what everybody can really do. The Nationals, man, like I said, man, they just took advantage of the opportunities, and we didn't.
Man, he's right about that, and I'm being tongue-in-cheek. We knew that this team was going to struggle, and the Nationals are the team to beat in our division. We know that, and they came in here and were able to show the Braves why. I mean, listen, we talked about it. Bryce Harper, I don't care if we ever pitch to him again, especially Julio Teheran when he's on the hill.
Yeah, is that something we just need to just big picture and say, like Barry Bonds, you got to just respect the game, give him a hey. Plus, remember, it takes no time now. Just the emphasis, you're over there at first base.
Just walk him.
It's easy, please. The Braves swept, as you mentioned, is the Nats. Zimmerman is also – we were talking about Bryce Harper. Ryan Zimmerman with another shot. R.A. Dickey, I thought, did a decent job, all things considered. You know, I mean, 3-2? I mean, they get lit up like a pinball machine like everybody else this weekend.
Yeah, I didn't have an issue with RA's start last night. You know, again, the goal for him, along with Bartolo Colon, who did it in his last start, is to eat up innings.
Right.
Those guys are out there, hopefully, you know, to keep the score down, but to eat up some innings, man. So when he does that, and he did last night, I got to give him, you know, a decent start.
Matchup-wise, are you going to R.A. Dickey probably in the last year in baseball, most likely, or next to last year versus Strasburg, who, again, when his arm is on, it's a stud. If you didn't see it, Matt Kemp is back. The roster moves. Kemp activated for the 10-day DL yesterday. Aaron Blair, AAA Gwinnett. And Johan Camargo, the guy that got his first hit against the Padres. And Luke Jackson, a AAA, as Blair and Kemp. So the Braves, we knew going in, Carl, it was going to be a grinder. Just trying to get to 500. No, I don't think Braves fans, unless you're really, really, really super positive, had any illusions about this team making the playoffs, but you're trying to take that next step, which is to sniff 500.
Yeah, right. And again, the way this team hit the ball at the end of last season, a lot of people thought we could build on that. Freddie's off to a great start, by the way.
But to say MVP in the AJC?
Okay, that's a little too soon. He's off to a great start.
And by the way, the team, much like the MVP in NFL, unless the Braves make the playoffs, he ain't getting the MVP.
No, it will not happen. And Freddie could have a great year, but he's not going to win the MVP if they're not in the playoffs. Meanwhile, I want you to hear from Brian Snicker talking about this team, talking about the fact that, you know, when you break this down, this three-game series came down to the Nats making plays.
And those runs right there. I mean, that Brandon may score on that one, that diving catch in center field, if it gets by him, just inches away.
So, listen, crucial plays made by them, not by us. It's a wrap, and we'll turn the page and continue to move on. Everybody's loving SunTrust Park. There's no doubt about that. But we said it. The Braves hopefully play better and make it a lot more interesting when we go to the park, and they just didn't in this series. Meanwhile, Thomas Dimitroff, you'll hear an interview in its entirety coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, Mike. We'll do it in the Falcon Report as Thomas, our general manager, addressed a lot of different things with our morning show. Frickin' Hugh, John Frickie, Hugh Douglas. But he did say this in regards to the Dan Quinn and the selling points for free agents. You want to know what they told Don Terry Poe? You want to know how they're selling this organization? Mm-hmm. Listen to what Thomas Dimitroff said.
There's a really good sell there that these players do want to play for Dan Quinn. And that's exciting for me as a co-team builder, because when we are knocking on the doors for some of these free agents, they know that this is one of the places they've heard they'd like to play.
So free agency's done. Now it's on to the draft. And again, I don't know how you feel about where we are with our most pressing need, because that's the hole you need to fill. If you think it's offensive guard, you better do it in the draft. Mm-hmm. If you think it's a pass rusher, you better do it in the draft. If Dan Quinn thinks, you know what, we got to be better in the nickel, and I need another DB, a solid DB back there, you better do it in the draft. But in what order? What order are you going in?
Right.
And that's really the question. I think we can address all those needs, but what order are we going in?
All right, is there a surprise next Thursday night? We'll be live at Stats Marietta Street. Come by and join us, guys. We'll have our special draft coverage. Wes Drewham and Arch will be there, and we'll also get some updates from all our guys, Chuck Smith, all the dudes that know what's going down. But you think we'll be talking about a surprise where the Falcons jump up, or you're going to wait till, let's see, 10:30-ish, 11, whenever they get around to that 31st pick?
Yeah, it's going to be a while unless they move. Meanwhile, guys, Nick Saban, not happy with the Alabama loss to Clemson, saying, "I'll never get over it."
Wow. He does have feelings.
He does. Saban saying he'll never get over that. And spring game's going on this weekend. We talked about Georgia Tech. Mike gave you an update on the traffic situation you may run into down
there. I already ticked off like 5 Tech fans. They already sent very strongly worded text messages.
Okay. UGA tomorrow. Are they going to get 93K?
I'm thinking 60,000.
Okay.
That's still a lot of people.
No, it's great. Listen, you got 60,000 people coming out to watch a practice?
I mean,
we talking about,
well, what do you think?
Practice.
Well, give me an over under. Give me a number. I mean, do you feel that because 50 is almost less than half.
No, I think, I think they're going to get 70,000+.
All right.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't think? Okay. I just thought last year was to make the big statement. We're in this.
It was.
But I think this year, it's a nice day to play golf. If it rains, traffic on 316.
Yeah, you got Braves play here.
Go Dawgs!
The Hawks have a playoff game.
70,000.
I mean, Braves fans are dog fans.
40,000.
So
45, 47.
Come on, man.
I mean, I gotta agree with our. I think a lot of
you
Braves
guys,
fans
40,
are Dawgs fans, and they're going to go check out SunTrust Park this Saturday.
Okay. All right. I'm curious. This is what we'll be talking about Monday. We'll know. Hell, Saturday night.
Armstead, are we going to go to the GTA game? No, actually, I've rented two suites at the SunTrust.
So we will see.
At the SunTrust? Okay.
Alabama, LSU, and Tennessee also going to hold their games this weekend. And we're going to talk to those guys in those that cover those teams, guys, on Monday to just kind of get you caught up on what we know now about these teams. Hmm. LSU, Ed Orgeron, Butch at Tennessee, Alabama. You know, so we're going to get a feel. Monday we'll be talking a lot about what we got from these college spring games.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.